Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Vicki Oliver is back. Vicki is a longtime, 9-year member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top etiquette experts, business etiquette experts in the galaxy. She's been helping people with their career development since she got out of elementary school, and she's been hanging out with us now a long time. She's been working on my etiquette to little avail, unfortunately. She tries hard, but alas. Vicki Oliver is the author of Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots, also 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions. Vicki, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Live like a millionaire without having to be one. Is that the new one?
Yes.
That's another one, folks. The hits just keep coming. Vicki, thank you for being here. I was telling the audience before you got here that we're gonna go back to face to face. I'm gonna be doing my first face to face speech later at the end of the week in you know, over a year. I've done a lot of Zoom stuff, but I've not done anything face to face until now. And I think we're gonna be going back to that, but I don't think we're gonna go back to where we were. I think more people will take the opportunity to continue to do online conference calls, meetings, speeches, conferences, if they can, if it works out, if they think they can pull it off, I think they're going to do that. What do you think?
I agree. I think there's going to be a hybrid model where people come in a few days a week back to the office, and then other days of the week, they're going to be working from home if it works out that way, because it saves so much time for people on the commute, you know, and it lets them be more flexible with their own time. Mm-hmm. So as long as they get their work done, you know, and maybe it'll save their bosses some rent, too, if people go to sort of half in, half out. That's my prediction.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've mentioned before many times. I've interviewed CEOs on my show over the last year, and I remember last June one particular conversation. The CEO and it had an international company, and he said, "I'm surprised how productive my people have been working from home." And he said, "Then I asked my accountant, my chief operating officer. He said, tell me again why I'm paying $5 million a year in rent.'"
Exactly. So it's kind of, you know, tricky, I think, for the economy at large if people don't go back to the office full time and, you know, there's more of a flex time that can be imposed.
Because it reorders so many things, doesn't it? It reorders
it does,
so many
it does,
things.
Totally.
The marketplace, I mean, services, vendors,
restaurants. Sure, and I'm calling you from Manhattan. You know,
yeah.
So, I mean, half the office buildings are empty right now.
You can see it in front of your eyes over there, can't you?
Yeah, you can, and you can feel it on the streets, too, because it's really empty. I mean, in a way, it's very pleasant because it's not crowded, but, you know, there's a lot of office space that's not being used right now.
Yeah, and it's going to be, and some of this, and it's going to take, it may be 3 to 5 years before we actually know what I call the new regular is going to look like. I don't call it the new normal. I don't use that word around here, Vicki. But you've seen my work. You know why that is. So, but whatever the new regular is going to be, it could take about 3 years, don't you think?
I think it will take a while. I mean, I look at it this way. It takes 3 weeks to form a new habit, right? And we have been in the pandemic for maybe over a year plus 3 months, something like that. Mm-hmm. So we've all formed a new habit, which is working from home.
Right.
And to break that habit, it's going to take a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. Unless we're talking about Girl Scout Thin Mint cookies, and it only took me about a minute to know that I could be addicted to those. So Vicky, so now that we're fully established, it's fully established that we're going to be that online meetings, online presentations, online attendance by us is going to continue to be part of our life going forward. How do we behave in those circumstances?
Well, I think just like in person, you know, the key thing with a Zoom meeting, I would say, is to first off show up on time. Like in the old days, maybe there was an excuse for not showing up on time some of the time, right? Mm-hmm. Commuting didn't work or what have you. But now when you're just in your home, yes, you must show up on time to the Zoom meetings. That's the first rule.
Right. And of course, a lot of times, one of the things I think may, well, of course, it's hard to say. For corporate America, I mean, when I work with people, and it happens to me sometimes too, but especially corporate America, where their world, their life is meetings. They're in and out of one into another one, right? I mean, they're stacked against each other. And that's harder and harder to do. But beyond that, what do we got to do to behave ourselves?
You know, there are protocols. I mean, there is a raise your hand feature. I think it's important, like if you're in a Zoom meeting with more than four people, I think you should raise your hand. Now, if it's very few people, like four people, you can just physically raise your hand, but there's also a raise your hand feature, and I would use that. You just want to be polite. You don't want to talk over people.
Apparently, though, they can tell when I want to say something because the host will say, Jim, do you have something you want to say? I don't know. Maybe it's the
people can see your face.
Maybe I have that Sheldon.
Not a poker face.
I have that Sheldon twitch on my from the Big Bang Theory. I have that Sheldon twitch on my face. So, but no, I think you're exactly right. And one of the things we have to remember is that I want to encourage people to point out before we go to the break. Don't set with your face into the screen. I mean, I don't want to look up your nose.
Yes. Yes, it's very funny that you said that. I just wrote something about that. Right.
It's awful. And especially if they're eating, right? I mean, they're shoving this food in their mouth, and you can see, dude, go to a dentist. Look at that cavity in the back there. Come on. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with our good friend Vicky Oliver and talk some more about how to behave yourself online. And if you're hosting, you know, learn how to control the screen so everybody doesn't see that. 20 after, right back with Vicky Oliver. I'm Jim Blassing. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.